From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. A police officer in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania last week fatally shot a 17-year-old African-American boy named Antoine Rose, who was unarmed and apparently running away at the time of the shooting. Police apprehended the vehicle he was in during a search for suspects in another shooting. Rose was a high school student in the Woodland Hills School District in Pittsburgh, and the officer involved has been identified as 30-year-old Michael Rosfield, who's been placed on leave pending an investigation. A woman who videotaped the incident described the officer's actions to reporters, saying, quote, "It was like he was taking target practice on this young man's back. He didn't flinch. He didn't say stop running. He didn't say anything." Over the weekend, Pittsburgh residents organized mass protests against Rose's killing, and Rose's funeral was held on Monday at the Woodland Hills Intermediate School in the same school district he attended as a student. We turn now to the newest correspondent on our roster, Jasiri X, who is a well-known hip-hop artist, civil rights activist. He's been active in the protest over Antoine Rose's killing and attended his funeral on Monday. Welcome to the program, Jasiri.
Thank you for having me.
So first, let's look at the actual case itself. It's, of course, a sad day that we have to talk about the killing of yet another child, an African-American child, by police. This time, facts suggest he was running away and shot in the back. What do we know so far about the circumstances of Antoine Rose's killing?
Well, I mean, you know, not much. I mean, we know, like you said, for a fact, he was running away. We know he was unarmed. We know that he was shot by Officer Michael Rosfield three times in his back. And we know that because of the bravery of the young woman who recorded his murder. We also know that Officer Michael Rosfield was on the force for 3 hours, that he was actually sworn in that day and on the force 3 hours prior to shooting 17-year-old Antoine Rose Jr. in the back. We also know now that Michael Rosfield was fired from his previous job as a police officer at the University of Pittsburgh with cause, according to a report that came out in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He had brutalized some students and attempted to put charges on students that were rejected by the Allegheny County District Attorney, and thus he was fired. Here we have a situation where this 30-year-old officer who in 8 years was on four different police forces shows up, and 3 hours later, a young African-American boy who was running away from him, who was no threat to him, who was not armed, was shot in his back and killed.
It's amazing to think of the witness watching what was happening and in her mind seeing it as if the police officer was using this child as target practice.
And if we didn't have her video, who knows what story the police would be attempting to write? We've already had two local media outlets here report falsely that there was video of Antoine Rose committing a drive-by. They actually reported this as breaking news, and the Allegheny County Police Department actually came out and said that that was a false story. So there's already been attempts by local media to smear and criminalize Antoine Rose Jr. in death, as often as the case when young Black and brown men and women are killed by the police.
Right. Often we hear people saying the child or the person in question was first executed by the police and then by the media after their death. Tell us a little bit about the funeral. Actually, even before we do that, about the protests that took place on Saturday. The boy was killed on Juneteenth, which is, you know, extremely significant day for American history. And then very quickly, protests mobilized over the weekend, right?
Well, actually, he was shot on a Tuesday. And so that very next day, and really Tuesday evening, and so that night, people had began to share the Facebook video with me. And the very next day, Wednesday evening, we mobilized in front of East Pittsburgh's police station.
I
The
see.
protest was actually very mild until the East Pittsburgh police came out of their station and formed some type of military line. I don't know why they did that, but what it did was cause a lot of people who were had who rightfully were angry with the police to then confront those police officers. So that first night, it was a lot of anger, it was a lot of outrage. Despite that, it was still peaceful. It was a point where a police cruiser attempted to drive through the protesters. The protesters stopped that cruiser, and thankfully nobody was hurt.
Wait, a
And
police cruiser tried to drive through protesters? So turning his
correct.
vehicle into a weapon?
Correct.
We
This
have not
police
seen
cruiser
anything
attempted.
about that in the national media, Jasiri.
Of course not. This was the first day. I mean, there's if you go to my Twitter feed, you can actually see video of it. This officer attempted to, the protesters had went and kind of shut down the main thoroughfare, the main intersection in East Pittsburgh. And I don't know what this officer was thinking, but he attempted to begin to drive through, and protesters refused to move out of his way. And then he was forced to then back up and sent home and sent home by other police officers. That happened on day one. Day two, we organized Thursday, we organized at high noon in front of the Allegheny County Courthouse, because the district attorney of Allegheny County, Stephen Zappala, has the case. He's responsible for charging Officer Michael Rosfeld with the crime. And so that was an attempt to put pressure on him to charge this officer with the murder of Antoine Rose. I'm somebody that has been involved in protests in Pittsburgh for the past 10 to 12 years, and it was the most people I've seen downtown Pittsburgh to protest an event. And then, people went back to the police station that night. People shut down Pittsburgh's main highway 376, which we call the Parkway, that night. Friday, folks went downtown and shut down one of the bridges, the Roberto Clemente Bridge, as well as an area in Pittsburgh called Route 28. On Saturday, folks mobilized in an area in Pittsburgh called the South Side, where there's a lot of bars. A lot of people go to party. And then Sunday was the viewing, Monday is the funeral. People decided not to protest on Sunday and Monday to allow that family the time to properly grieve, to center Antoine Rose Jr.'s family and his life and his memory. But till Tuesday, we're going to be right back at it.
What is the family going through? It's unimaginable what someone goes through when they lose a child, but also then to lose a child to such a violent, cowardly act. How can you give us a sense of their state of mind?
I mean, I can only imagine. But I was at the funeral. I mean, his mother has. I mean, she's strong. She's a strong, strong woman. His mother and father, handled it as best they could. His mother was very appreciative of everybody that spoke on his behalf. Going up, his mother walked up with two of his friends that read Antoine Rose Jr.'s poem that has been circulated, "I'm Not What You Think." She was going and hugging people that spoke on his behalf. I mean, I wish the funeral was live stream. I wish the world could have seen his classmates talk about how wonderful a young man Antoine Rose Jr. was. His AP English teacher and the whole class came up to talk about, he was an honor student. He was somebody that was in the gifted program. They talked about how his presence was lit up the room. He played the saxophone. He skied. He snowboarded. He skateboarded. One of his friends talked about, he wanted to make sure to share all of these stories about Antoine because he didn't want to see his friend turned into a stereotype. These were friends of all races and colors that spoke. These were people of all races. A woman named Giselle Fetterman, who runs a organization called A Free Store, talked about how at age 14, Antoine emailed her to volunteer at this free store, not getting paid, not to do any community service, but because he wanted to volunteer in the community. And so it was very moving. It was very beautiful. And the stoicness and the power and strength of his family was on full display.
Jasiri, what do you make of the Pittsburgh Police's response so far? What has their response been? As far as I understand, Officer Michael Rosfeld has simply been suspended. I don't know if it's with or without pay. I'm assuming it is with, because that's usually the case. And they're just going to be doing some internal investigation?
Right. So it's actually East Pittsburgh. And so this wasn't the city of Pittsburgh police. This was East Pittsburgh. So this is the area right outside of the city. But, you know, it functions as Allegheny County. And the Allegheny County Courthouse is in downtown Pittsburgh. And it's very, I mean, you're talking about, it's maybe 5 minutes outside of the city of Pittsburgh. So yes, that officer, he was a part-time police officer. So he actually is not, it's unpaid leave. Part-time police officers don't have paid leave, so thankfully he's not getting paid, but he has been suspended. As far as I don't even believe at this point he's even been interviewed. You know, they haven't charged him yet, and from what we know from the Allegheny County superintendent who was investigating, they're investigating. Say, you know, they came to the first protest Wednesday evening. We talked to the superintendent of the police. He said that they saw the videos, they had the videos. And he said that the officer has retained a lawyer. At this point, you know, we don't know what happened. But one of the things that I found very interesting was the first interview that Michael Rosfeld did. He talked about all the support that he's getting from law enforcement. And I find it interesting that law enforcement could also watch a video where a young unarmed boy was shot in the back three times and then stand by that officer who did that act. Right. They watched the crime. And if you're a police officer and you're supposed to be upholding the law, you watched your fellow officer break the law. And then at that point, you should turn your back on that officer and you should make sure that officer is convicted of that crime.
Now, Jasiri,
brutalizing a student, that teacher would be fired. That teacher would be brought charges on and everybody would be in agreement that that teacher didn't belong in the classroom. I don't understand why the same thing doesn't work for police officers.
Right. We hold police officers to completely different standards, even though they're the ones charged with protecting our safety when they do actually impact our safety with their violence. They are held to entirely different standards. Now, as far as you can tell, given that this was captured on video and there's no real question about what he did and how he did it, how could a jury possibly, if he were to be charged, how could a jury possibly turn around and say he was justified in doing what he did to Antoine Rose? But of course, we've seen the story play over and over and over again, and cops literally walking away scot.
A district attorney, the Allegheny County District Attorney, Stephen Zappala, has been somebody that has consistently been on the side of police in cases of police brutality. He's consistently actually charged the victims of police brutality. Our last most significant case happened 6 years ago with a young man named Leon Ford, who was shot five times by Pittsburgh police. Thankfully, he lived, but he was paralyzed. He was charged with resisting arrest, a charge that he was found not guilty of. And the city finally, 6 years later, settled with Leon Ford. And he's been one of the individuals that's also helped leading these protests and helping to console Antoine Rose's family as well. And so we're actually putting pressure on and calling for people to put pressure on the Allegheny County District Attorney Stephen Zappala to even charge this officer. And it's a shame that we have to even protest just to get charges put on. We're not even talking about actually a conviction. We have to protest just for him to be charged despite video evidence of what he did, because Leon Ford's shooting was on video and those officers weren't charged.
Jasiri, what you said that people are going to be, after the day after the funeral, activists are going to be back out on the streets protesting. What's coming up in the next few days, as far as you can tell? Are people also mostly going to be active outside the police department or elsewhere?
Well, you know, we don't want to necessarily say where the protest is taking place, but just know that folks are going to be active. We're also going to be circulating a petition that we're doing with the online organization Color of Change, calling for folks to sign a petition that we want to deliver to District Attorney Zapala to charge Michael Rossfeld with the murder of Antoine Rose Jr. So if you get that petition, we're asking that you sign that petition and share that position so we can at least even get the steps beginning to possibly convict this officer of Antoine Rose Jr.'s murder. And so until then, it's not going to be business as usual, whether it's East Pittsburgh or the city of Pittsburgh or some of these outlying communities in Pittsburgh. We're, saying emphatically that until we get some form of justice, everybody's on notice. And so you'll see us out there tomorrow, and but understand that we're going to be peaceful. We've had, at one of the protests, a car actually drove through the protesters and hit a young woman. All of these protests have been peaceful. The only person actually breaking the peace have been individuals that tried to disrupt the protest. And so we'll be out there, we'll be peaceful, but we will be disruptive.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Jasiri, for joining us today and giving us this report from Pittsburgh and what's been happening there. We will post to you, actually, give out your Twitter feed since you've been quite active there in posting images and videos.
Absolutely. It's Jasiri, which is J A S as in Sam, IRI underscore X. That's my Twitter feed. And that's kind of where we've been posting videos and kind of letting folks know what the current status of the investigation is. The petition will be up tomorrow, and we're asking folks, the petition will be up Tuesday, and we're asking folks to please sign it and share it.
Well, that's again
If
Twitter
I can
at,
say one more thing, I
yeah.
also would encourage people. I also posted the GoFundMe for Antoine's family. They buried their son today, and although the GoFundMe was above the funeral cost, they're about to embark on a long, arduous legal process that's going to take a lot of time that family is going to have to take off. And so we are asking people also to please support the GoFundMe that goes directly to the family of Antoine Rose. So as they embark on this legal process, they're able to do so and not have to worry about making ends meet.
And that's also to be found on your Twitter feed.
You also can find that on my Twitter. Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much, Jasiri, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Jasiri X is a well-known hip-hop artist, civil rights activist. He's been active in the protests over Antoine Rose's killing, attended his funeral on Monday, and reported back to us from there as the newest news correspondent to join our program. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo. Thank you so